Father Pavone, 2020 election is about a clash of worldviews. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 12, 2020. The 2020 presidential election is not so much a clash of personalities as a clash of worldviews, writes Father Frank Pavone, and at the core of the battle is people's views on the right to life of the unborn. In his foreword for a new book titled A Catholic Vote for Trump by Jesse Romero and John McCulloch, Father Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, declares that President Trump has been proactive in his fight for the values that American Catholics cherish most and is the logical choice for November's elections. The election is not about private virtue. It is about public virtue, Father Pavone contends. Pro-abortion Democrats try to make us focus on what they believe in private about abortion, as an excuse for us to ignore the public policies they create that make it continue, Pavone observes. Let's not make the same mistake in reverse. The president himself has said that the election is not about him, it's about you, he notes. The attacks launched against him are really attacks on you. They are an attempt to deprive you of the impact of your vote and of your values on our public life. Along with his effective support for the pro-life cause, Pavone argues, President Trump has also fought for other key values that American Catholics treasure, such as religious freedom. Whatever one thinks about the president's personal faith life, his public support of religious liberty is what should matter most to voters, Pavone insists. He lives his faith. But to those who think he doesn't, I ask, would you rather have a president who does not live out his faith? Or a president who does not allow you to live out your faith? No president has protected religious freedom and conscience more than President Trump, he asserts. In summary, Father Pavone insists that the upcoming elections are about issues rather than personalities. We are being asked to choose, either the culture of life or the culture of death, religious freedom or religious oppression, prosperity or poverty, a secure nation or open borders, patriotism or globalism, a free market or socialism, the Constitution or judicial tyranny, law and order anarchy, and much more, he declares. There has never been a more consequential election in our history, he concludes. The options have never been more diametrically opposed, and the choice has never been clearer. Follow at Williams Rome.